chocolate.
Chairman of the Carnival Bands Association, CBA, Hugh Raggi explained how the judging will take place after the Junior Carnival begins at 1 p.m. tomorrow.
The bands will assemble at the area of the port on the Bay Street and will parade down the Bay Street. On the way, the uptown judging will take place just outside of Gibson's building supplies on Lower Bay Street. From thence, the bands will parade to Victoria Park via Linley Street, up the Public Health Department area, onto the back street, and into Victoria Park through the southern gate. From that point onwards, it will be the judging of the Band of the Year competition. We expect that by 4:30 p.m. we should be leaving Victoria Park for the uptown jump up.
Mr. Raggi said this year they have once again created a playlist of songs which will be played by the DJs for the children throughout the entire day tomorrow.
We have a playlist comprising of 15 soca and raga soca songs, and they are all clean music, if we could call it that. And also, we expect that all the traffic arrangements would be in place to ensure the comfort and safety of the junior masqueraders, as well as the police security presence, to restrict and prevent the invasion of bands by non-masqueraders.
Mr. Raggi is also reminding members of the public that tomorrow's program is strictly for the junior masqueraders, and they should not join these bands at any time. He said this is the law, and persons can be charged if they do not abide by these rules.
Just to remind persons that Junior Carnival is for juniors. It is not for adults. And we would want to warn that there is a regulation in force called the Parade of Costume Band Regulations 2005. Persons found in violation of this particular regulation could be fined and or jailed for committing an offense involving the invasion of bands by non-masqueraders.
Chairman of the Carnival Bands Association, CBA, Hugh Raggi. I'm Ricardo Wilson, and this has been your Carnival Update.
Carnival is here again.